Sexual harassment allegations have flooded the entertainment industry since Hollywood's Harvey Weinstein scandal. Here in Australia, a new survey has found 40% of people involved in the performing arts have experienced sexual harassment at work. Major theatre companies are now pledging to work with the union to review their sexual harassment and bullying policies. Jane Lee reports.
Long before sexual misconduct headlines hit Hollywood, Australia's Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance began receiving regular reports of sexual harassment from some of its members.
So we were hearing rumours and stories of concern and in a couple of instances direct reports and complaints to us. But these stories were, in a troubling sense, were coming overwhelmingly from live performance.
That's Zoe Angus, the union's National Director of Equity. She carried out a national survey on sexual harassment and bullying in the theatre, opera and dance industries to understand how big the problem is.
The picture is grim. Clearly there is a widespread problem of sexual harassment, and that's in the sort of 40 to 50% of all respondents have experienced commonly multiple instances of sexual harassment.
The survey asked performers about various types of conduct that the Australian Human Rights Commission defines as sexual harassment. 61% said they'd been the target of suggestive comments or jokes. 49% said they'd been on the receiving end of unwelcome physical familiarity. And many said they'd been the victim of crimes in the workplace, though most respondents did not report these to the police.
So we have instances of indecent exposure, of being stalked by someone at work. We have physical assault levels of about 11%. Sexual assault is around 14% of people who have experienced this in or directly in connection with the workplace.
A level of sexual harassment can be seen in all industries, but Ms. Angus says that actors are particularly vulnerable because of the creative nature of their work.
There are particular emotional hazards that come with performing scenes of intimacy, nudity, sexual-related scenes. Performing these scenes intensively during a rehearsal period, also 8 shows a week for many, many weeks.
She says the highly competitive nature of creative industries can also discourage people from reporting abuse when it happens.
There is a clear message that's coming out from this data, and that is that people don't want to report when they have these experiences, and that's because overwhelmingly they fear professional repercussions. They fear that they would then jeopardise their chances of getting another job.
Major theatre companies have accepted the survey's findings. The Confederation of Australian State Theatres has promised to work with the union on reviewing its policies against sexual harassment and bullying in the new year. The group says in a statement,
"We accept that it is our responsibility as the current generation of leaders of CAST companies to acknowledge any failure of our organisations to act effectively at all times in the past and to ensure that as of now, we commit to creating lasting and positive change for the future."
According to Zoe Angus, theatre companies need to better educate performers on their sexual harassment policies to prevent it from occurring in the first place.
No one quite knows who they should report to. People, when they do report, they're reporting to a raft of different people inside any company. So there needs to be clear lines of reporting and accountability.
Zoe Angus from the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, ending Jane Lee's report.